Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Zero sympathy backstage for Sasha Banks and Naomi. Major changes already to Ric Flair's last match. And a controversial UFC star is making his in-ring wrestling debut. For Wednesday, May the 18th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Yes, yes, y'all. So fresh, y'all. Snoop Dogg with Sasha Banks, we the best, y'all. Make way for the new, what it do. And if you run away, let me say she coming for you.
The fallout from the walkout continues this morning. Sasha Banks and Naomi leaving Monday Night Raw before the show started, unhappy with the creative direction that they had. PW Torch reporting that backstage there isn't a lot of sympathy for Banks and Naomi following their decision to leave on Monday night. Brian Alvarez of Wrestling Observer Radio confirmed the report by Wade Keller, saying, quote, "You would think that if you had a company full of folks that are presented with bad creative all the time, you would think that all of the other wrestlers would be on their side and would back them. Internally, I'm sure Jimmy Uso is sticking up for Naomi, but I have not heard one person that is sticking up for Sasha Banks and Naomi. There is zero support for Sasha Banks walking out of WWE over all of this. People are furious. They think it's ridiculous. Every single bit of support that I've seen for Sasha Banks coming out of this has been from people in another company that weren't there last night or fans. Her actual co-workers have zero sympathy for what happened there." Now, the original plans for what was going to happen comes from PW Insider Elite. This is something that Fightful had also suggested, as had somebody else on Twitter, AdidasHead88, who was a close friend of Naomi. So this all corroborates some of the reports there. PW Insider Elite saying the original plan for Monday Night Raw would have seen Sasha Banks and Naomi working multiple segments throughout the night, building up to a six-pack challenge with both of them competing in it. And Naomi was the planned winner of the six-pack challenge and would be the last thing we'd see on Raw, with Naomi celebrating becoming the number one contender for the Raw Women's Championship. From here, Naomi would face Bianca Belair at Hell in a Cell, while Sasha Banks would end up facing Ronda Rousey on the same night for the SmackDown Women's Championship. This was not creative for whatever reason that was very well received by Sasha Banks and Naomi. An alternative idea was pitched for Raw, which was then shot down. It would have seen Sasha Banks and Naomi competing in a short tag match and then get beaten up by Nikki and Doudrop, quite possibly. But that idea was shot down and it led to the walkout that we've been talking about since Monday. Now, whilst Brian Alvarez and Wade Keller say there's been zero support internally, I mean, there have been messages that have vaguely referenced what's been going on social media. Bailey tweeting, "Remember, follow your heart, kid, and you'll never go wrong," which is a quote from the 90s movie The Sandlot. Sasha Banks sharing a Lee Man Roos quote saying, "No matter what the laws of life and death forbid, at the end, I will be there for the final battle for the Wolf Time," and a picture of herself, Naomi and Sasha Banks in action as well. There were tweets from people outside of WWE showing support. Dax Harwood from FTR sharing a picture of himself and Sasha with the caption, "Always stand up for what you believe in, effing always." Mia Yim shared love hearts online for Sasha and Naomi. Matt Rewalt tweeted, "It's a work," And Big Damo tweeted, bloody hell. Matt Cardona put out a tweet that caught the ire of quite a few people. He tweeted, if I could go back in time, the night I was pushed off the stage in a wheelchair on Raw, I should have walked into Johnny Ace's office, placed my neck brace on the table, and walked out because I wasn't being respected enough as internet champion. This was quote retweeted by CM Punk, who responded with, if you'd go back in time to stand up for yourself, you should stand up for the workers now. So there are words from around the wrestling industry about Sasha Banks and Naomi, seemingly a lot of support outside of WWE's bubble, but according to reports, there isn't a lot of support to be found inside the bubble for Sasha Banks and Naomi. Obviously, this is a rolling news story, and when we have more details, we'll let you know more at cultaholic.com. Last night, however, on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, I asked the question, were Sasha Banks and Naomi right to walk out? You can check out the video and let me know what you think at youtube.com/cultaholic.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Already, there are changes being made to Ric Flair's last match. As reported by Fightful yesterday, Ric Flair set to compete in July at the Nashville Fairgrounds, teaming with FTR to face the Rock and Roll Express and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat in a six-man tag. Changes already being made to that match because Ricky Steamboat has actually turned down the match completely. He was speaking on a High Spot Superstore signing yesterday, and he said, I was approached and I really gave it some serious thought. I know when I wrestled Jericho at WrestleMania 25, we had the return match in a singles in Backlash, but with all due respect to our fans, I want them to remember me that last time I was in there with Jericho when they chanted, you still got it. I don't want to scar that phrase. I know my physical capabilities right now. I would love to be able to go out there and perform like I did with Jericho. I was 56 or 57 years old then, but I think I want my fans to remember me as that guy and not have a chance of disappointing. That's how much I love my fans. So not one to potentially sully his last match. Ricky Steamboat has declined. So what this means for that match, well, obviously with Ricky Steamboat out, very well could see somebody else put in his place. Maybe the match could change once again. We'll keep you posted. The main event of NXT In Your House 2022 has been confirmed. It'll be Bron Breakker defending the NXT title once more against Joe Gacy on Saturday, June the 4th. The added stipulation here, as requested by Joe Gacy, that Bron Breakker can lose the NXT title by disqualification. And their match will go down in the main event of In Your House on June the 4th. Also announced for the show, the NXT Tag Team titles being decided, Pretty Deadly defending against the Creed Brothers, and the NXT North American titles on the line as Cameron Grimes puts it up against Carmelo Hayes. Staying with NXT, it was also announced last night that they are indeed officially going back on tour. It was during last night's show. They announced that tickets will go on sale this Friday night for 8 house shows across Florida in places such as Tampa, Largo, Jacksonville, Orlando, and Cocoa Beach. You can get your tickets to see NXT live from Friday. And we are getting the in-ring debut of Alistair Overeem. Former UFC star is stepping into the ring for the very first time as part of World Entertainment Series Wrestling. Their debut show takes place at the Motorpoint Arena in Nottingham, UK on June the 4th and will be headlined by former UFC fighter Alistair Overeem. He'll be making his in-ring debut against the former Braun Strowman, Adam Scheer. This is a show that is filled with former WWE stars, some of which are taking their first post-WWE bookings in Nottingham. Not only will we see Braun Strowman versus Alistair Overeem, the Women's Championship of WES will be decided between Lena Fenene, the former Nia Jax, and CJ Perry, the former Lana, picking up their 2020 rivalry in Nottingham. The tag team titles will be decided. The Authors of Pain, Zim and Sonny, who are the people who are the benefactors of this entire promotion, will face Wesley Blake and Steve Cutler, now known as Weston Blake and Steve Macklin, a reunion of the Forgotten Sons taking place. A triangle match will feature Killer Cross, Samurai Del Sol, formerly Kalisto, and Jonah, going one-on-one on one. The women's tag team titles will be decided for the promotion, with Madison Rayne and Tennille Dashwood facing Deonna Purrazzo and Chelsea Green. Mojo Rawley, now known as Dean Mutardi, faces Lindsay Dorado in both parties' first match in the UK since their release. We will also see Dirty Dango, formerly Fandango, facing the former No Way Jose, Levis Valenzuela Jr., and Mike Bennett, a.k.a. Mike Kanellis, faces the artist formerly known as Oney Lorcan, Biff Busick. That is a very loaded card for the event in Nottingham on June the 4th. If you can't be there, it'll be airing on Fight TV, so you can watch it around the world there. We'll have more on our lead story throughout the day, the walkout of Sasha Banks and Naomi at Cultaholic.com. And for the latest wrestling podcast, you can ask your smart speaker to play Cultaholic Wrestling. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.